Yeah, man, I think it's special. It's tough. I think at the end of the day, you know, I got to give it up to the guys, you know, the O-line, you know, Ben, you know, moving the ball around. And, you know, I really do appreciate it. And it's a blessing.
All right. That was Juju Smith-Schuster talking about being named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. You might wonder what he was wearing, where he was. We'll get to that. But
doesn't he look like that all the time?
Well, that's not his hair.
No.
All right. Back to important news. I brought some leftover candy.
Yay!
From Halloween. So, Almond Joy?
Almond Joy.
Woof.
No cherry pie?
No cherry pie. All right, chocolate.
I'll settle for the Reese's Pieces.
Okay. All right. I'll keep you guys cherry going pie. Throughout the show. Right, we'll just we keep.
Cheers.
Whenever you're
Cheers.
Getting down, I'll I'll pass it out.
Fumble.
All right. We're going to have fun today because it's our last Steelers Live before the bye weekend. The players and coaches today, though, they also had some fun. They were at Dave and Buster's. Coach Tomlin canceling practice. This is usually an OTA activity at some point, the team building, but I think when maybe you win three straight, you're sitting at 6-2 at your bye week, change things up a little bit. So this is what they did. Looks like they had a little bit of fun, Wolf.
I got a lot of concentration going on here. And what's important is you see Cam, he's matching the music and the squares and the lights all together.
Little hand eye there.
Yep, little hand eye there. There you go. Now we got multiplication tables. We got, you know, division. We got addition, subtraction.
I didn't say they went to school. I said they had some fun.
No, these are all good activities.
Yes, these are all enhancing the mental conditioning of the athletes.
And how does basketball help?
Well, that's in case they've got to go to another sport.
Okay. All right, you guys are doing a good job explaining that. Let's take a listen to Coach Tomlin and some of the players at Dave & Buster's this morning.
The weather was less than ideal today, and so we just thought it was a good opportunity to come out, have a little fun, work on the camaraderie element of team. We realize that it's a factor. You can't measure it, but togetherness is going to be an element over the second half of the year for us.
You know, I think it's going to give us a chance to re-energize, fill up those batteries again, so we can remember this stretch run we're about to go on.
Definitely. I think on the bye week, it's for team bonding, and it's also to kind of reflect on what we've done and also get ready for what's in the future. I think it's a great thing that Coach T thought about coming here for us just to kind of relax and have some fun.
This is my element. This is why, you know, I love doing, you know, playing video games, having fun.
All right, it wasn't just Juju's element. I sit pretty far away from where the team meeting takes place, and I knew the exact moment when Coach told them at like 9:03, just kidding, no practice, guys. We have some buses outside. We're heading to Dave & Buster's, because that room erupted. You could hear the cheers, and the guys started running out and getting ready to go grab their stuff from their lockers. So,
boy, if I was there, I'd have gone, no, let's buckle up and put on the pads. What are you
kidding me? You're lying.
Yeah, your point about 6-2. I think is well taken. But even if they were 2-6, you got to lighten up at some point. And they, as you mentioned, this has been a fairly regular occurrence every once in a while, be it OTAs or it used to be a training camp one day back in the day. Sometimes you got to just take a step back, exhale, and have a little fun and kind of recenter. Mm-hmm. And why not?
Yeah, and the coaches did a really good job. The staff, we found out around 7:30 this morning, and no one told the players. I mean, they literally all found out in that team meeting. So yeah.
Now, that would have been beautiful, because there's a special moment when you find out. Just for back in my day, when it was like, no, you're not going to have to hit, which I think happened 1 week. 1 week we got into sweats, like 3 days in a row. It was unheard of. And when, when people said, we're in sweats, we're like going, you're kidding me. The next day, sweats again. No way. By the third day, you were like rejoicing and overflowing because you had so much energy that had been bottled up. And then just to sit there and go, we don't have to hit anybody. You go out in the game, and it was great.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong about feeling good about 6-2 either. Now, it's only half a season. And it's what they do in the second half that's going to matter more. But 6-2 is a good place to be, and maybe some people seem to take that for granted. I don't know if you guys know Steeler fans who think they should never, ever lose a game. I know a couple people like that. But I was talking with a couple guys in the wake of the Detroit game and on Monday, Vance McDonald and Joe Hayden. And those are two guys that came here from Cleveland and San Francisco. And let me tell you, they are overjoyed to be 6-2. And Vance McDonald was even emphasizing it's very difficult to be that in the NFL. So, you know, take it for what it's worth, but appreciate it for what it is.
That was Joe Hayden's first Sunday night football game. He's been in the NFL for 7 years.
Wow. And to be a top flight performer like that. I mean, I can remember the 88 when we were 2-6 at the midway point, and I remember sitting with Tunch going, so this is what it's like to be in Cleveland every year.
I remember that, too. It got worse before it got better.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think you guys had to win 2 of your last 3 to get to 5-11.
No, I think we won 3 of the last 4. Yeah, because I don't know, I can't do the math.
No math today. Let's keep it fun, all right? As we saw Juju.
Should have gone to Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, that would have helped. That would have helped.
We saw Juju doing today, of course, you heard him at the beginning of the show talking about being named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. He is the first Steelers rookie to do so since Ben Roethlisberger during his rookie campaign in 2004. And obviously, guys, I think he deserved this one.
No question about it. This young man is really something special. And to watch him operate and to hear him talk his game as well. He's an unusual young man, and there's a maturity about him that is beyond his years, and yet there is that element of him that is still the young 20-year-old, let me ride my bike and, you know, be able to have fun.
As long as it's in my possession.
Exactly. Being able to put a chain around a stationary bike on an evening nationally televised game. That says an awful lot about his sense of humor.
Yeah, I thought the one play he didn't make and his reaction to it said a lot, too. Missy, I know you tweeted about this after the game. I wrote about it on Steelers.com. But the fourth down pass that he dropped, and he dropped it, and that could have been a big play. Ben Roethlisberger talked in the postgame about how Juju Smith-Schuster was beating himself up over that after the game, after he had a 97-yard touchdown, after he had 193 receiving yards. And then Juju got up to the podium and said, yeah, at that point in the game, fourth quarter, it's critical. You got to catch the ball. You got to catch the ball. So not that you're going to catch everyone, but to embrace that as a significant part of his night, I thought showed maturity.
No question about it. And I think one of the beautiful things with watching this, for instance, his record setter, he realized it was man under immediately and got to the outside, then able to stack himself over top of the coverage guy and give Ben a nice little lane to throw to him. And
can I just interrupt you and
go right ahead?
Reemphasize one of my favorite pet peeves.
What's that?
Number 28 for Detroit, I forget his name, but he's playing press man and he forgets to press the man. Why do they get up in their face, Wolf, and then not redirect? Why do they let them just run by?
Because
what
the
hell
a quick
is
move? What? Like right there.
Trip him, grab him, do something.
Right.
That's a touchdown. Well, you know, if you're not going to interfere I think you're right. If you're not going to redirect or reroute the guy and screw up the timing or get him a little off kilter, just back up 10 yards and tackle the catch. I see that all the time, all over the league. I don't know why they do it that way.
Well, the only thing I will say is I think he was possibly playing for the slant. Whatever it was, he didn't get the job done. And that's the result, and that's really the essence and what can happen in the NFL when you're playing against a top-flight performer and you make one mistake, one simple mistake. You allow a free release on a guy that you're supposed to redirect more. And what do you have? You got 97 yards later,
hey,
you're eating
Diggs.
Dust.
Good memory.
That's, you know what?
I saw his name.
That's a victory. For a guy who's been concussed more than anybody else in his room, that's a victory.
All right, you guys are getting a little too serious, so candy break.
More candy break. Okay, here
candy
we go.
Break. We're going to take a break. Coming up next, we look at the Steelers' remaining 8 games of the season.